Hello and welcome to the Blocksmith's Block Pod. This is the first episode of our podcast. I'm Lee Pouse and I'm joined by Snappy Sam and Brandon Man.
Hello.
Yeah, we've been doing the YouTube videos, we've been uploading every day, and we just thought might as well do a podcast as well for those of you who are bored on the way to work.
My
or
idea.
Just stoned off your tits and accidentally stumble across us.
Like Brandon is normally.
Yeah, like Brandon. That's how he came across. And he just sort of stumbled in stoned one day.
Yeah, that was it.
But anyway, yeah. So this is going to be a get to know us type of deal, the first episode. So you can tell us to fuck off or stay around. It's up to you. But yeah, we obviously got the YouTube channel. If you haven't already seen it, www.youtube.com/theblocksmiths. Minecraft videos, Swarto videos, tons of indie game videos, and just... We talk a lot. Me and Brandon managed to talk about Greggs during a Killing Floor video for a good 10 minutes one time.
Yeah, we don't really take anything too seriously.
We don't take it seriously.
Like, we don't geek out the game. Like, we're not like, oh, let's go to a certain place and fight the
Meet
mortals.
Me at X63, Y27, exactly. And we should collect the power-up of Doom. No, we're not like that. We're not like that at all.
Yeah, like we said, we talk about Greggs
if we're feeling hungry. And then Subway. Yeah. And then I got hungry, yeah.
So yeah. Finished the video and went to get that food.
We found a random article on the internet, 12 questions about video games that you ask a 12-year-old. And we thought, that'll do for the first one. We'll ask grown men instead.
Yep.
So
he's got the questions, isn't he?
Yep. So you'll get to know us a bit better. This is just the first episode. We'll have more general themes for the others, right? So, Brandon, what systems have you owned? Computer gaming systems, I assume.
The first one I had as a kid was the Sega Mega Drive.
Classic.
This is
I never have one.
And for any Americans who are listening to this, the Sega Mega Drive is what you know as the Genesis, the Sega Genesis.
Yes, and it was brilliant.
Sonic, it had a game built in. I had Sonic the Hedgehog built into my Sega Mega Drive.
I had Sonic as well. Like, to defeat Dr. Egghead, and I was just, as a kid, I was just on 24/7. Like, wouldn't eat my dinner. My dad wanted to watch the football, and I used to be like a child, sit there playing Sonic. Yeah, it was good fun.
Just remember playing with my cousin. We'd always play lifey, levely. If you died, pass the controller over.
Yeah,
pass the controller over.
We did that.
Such a good game.
Especially on that, me and my cousin on the PS1.
Ah,
spent so much time on that.
You had a PS1 as well then. Any others?
PS1. It had a PS2 and Xbox, like the actual original Xbox. Didn't use it much. Had like one game on it.
My friend PS3. Bought the original Xbox just to have a DVD player in his bedroom. Never played any of the games.
No, Halo 1. Didn't like it, to be perfectly honest.
Fair enough.
No,
game that
people...
changed the first person to the genre, but what are you to know? You like PlayStation games.
I'm not into all that sort of sci-fi.
No, it's fair enough. I know a lot of people don't like Halo. But any other consoles you've owned?
Then it went to the PS3, and I've got a Wii as well, but I never used a Wii.
Because you're a sensible man.
No.
Anyway, Sam, what consoles have you owned, bud?
Well, the first one was the Game Boy. Game Boy Color?
Yeah.
The best console ever made. I don't care what anyone says, it was the best thing I'd ever done. I used to sit in my room playing Pokemon Gold for literally 10 hours a day. I loved it.
Silver I had. It was awesome.
It was just the best. And then when you told me I could get it on the computer, fucking amazing.
The emulators.
My life was complete when I got Pokemon Gold.
We're not condoning emulators. We're not endorsing emulators. They are illegal. I don't know what Sam's on about. But yeah, Pokemon Gold is a good game.
That's the one that knows the name of it.
Yeah. Any other consoles?
The next one was the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I never really liked any of the games that seemed to come out for the Game Boy Advance, though.
No. Because I'm glad they put the compatibility with Pokemon Gold in it.
I can remember owning about 15 different Game Boy Advance games, which isn't much. But they had the L and R buttons, and I never used them. I can't remember a single game where I had to use them.
No, I never even had a Game Boy Advance game. I always used to use the Game Boy Color games, but I thought the Game Boy Advance would be cool.
I had Yu-Gi-Oh! World Championship 2004, Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I had. I had Emerald. I forgot about that.
Emerald was awesome.
Emerald was, yeah, good.
It's probably my favourite Pokemon game to date, actually. I'd love them to remake that for the DS.
And me. Emerald was the best.
Emerald was amazing.
Never was a Game Boy person. I never owned a Game Boy.
You had no childhood then. I'm sorry for you. The handhelds. It's the perfect thing to do in school when you were bored, was just without the Game Boy.
I remember a little story here. I took my Game Boy to New Zealand with me, and that's where I lost my Emerald, and I was very sad.
I would have killed someone.
I wanted to. I think I lost it in the airport of Hong Kong because they asked me to open up my pencil case, which is where I kept it, because I had a very sharp pencil in there, and I was about five.
I can just remember at the time, I don't know how old I was, but somebody would be able to work it out. I'm 22 now. Emerald had just come out. My brother had Ruby and Sapphire, and I had Ruby. And I remember physically threatening my brother that if he didn't catch up to me in the game and catch the Pokemon on Ruby, on Sapphire, that I couldn't catch on Emerald and trade it to me, I was going to punch him. That's how seriously I took my Pokemon back.
Pokemon was amazing.
It was. It still is. I got Black for my DS.
I've been tempted to buy a DS just to get one of them back. Because
I got the DS XL, so you get the bigger screen.
Oh, right.
Because I cannot. It's the same reason why I hate my iPhone. I can't. Because the screen's just way too small. Anything that I'm going to spend a lot of time looking at needs to be the size of a TV.
That's it's understandable, though.
Yeah, we better move on from the consoles. What do you think of the Nintendo Wii?
I don't like
it. Is it the new Game Boy for the younger generation? Brandon?
I think it's one of those things game that the Wii's for is to make fat people not fat. That's what all it is for. Because gamers always that stereotypical thing is fat nerds playing 24/7.
But it still doesn't do its job very well because
you can sit on your sofa and just
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Let's be fair. When you first played that Wii baseball, you were stood up and you were swinging for it, weren't you? Boxing, you were dancing around the room and punching. In the end, you're just sitting on your couch just flicking your wrists.
I remember my dad when we were skiing, and I was there.
Oh, like, that's good.
Oh, doing everything properly, and my dad would just lay there on the settee, derping out like, come on, Dad, get up, you're meant to be skiing.
I think it's more of a family party console. It is much more of a party
thing.
Your auntie's 60th, everyone's around on the Wii playing fucking tennis or bowling. Mm-hmm. No, you'd never play. You'd never get in from a hard day's work or at school and be like, "I'm gonna play the Wii," because that's the last thing you want to do is exercise.
Yeah, and fuck that.
For me,
unless you're like me.
No, fuck it. If I want to play video games, I want to be entertained. I want to enjoy myself.
I tell you now,
I am an overweight nerd who plays video games, and exercise is not fun. This isn't fun.
Nope.
So no, fuck the Wii. As far as I'm concerned. It's just, to me, it's just one of those gimmicks. They've just caught on to the generation of flash games that everyone plays at work and put them onto a console. They're just those stupid point-and-click games. They're fucking Bejeweled. How popular is Bejeweled and Farmville and that? But it is just, that's all the Nintendo Wii is, with a funny controller.
And I think as well, because, game consoles, every year they're advanced. They're getting better and better. The Wii sort of went backwards because the graphics were like something from before PS2 or,
Yeah. Well, no, because everyone thinks it's the same crap with 3D, right? Joe Motion sends controls for games. Do you know when it first came out?
Yeah.
The 1980s. I can't remember the name of the console now, but I will find it for the next podcast. There was a console in the 80s that used something like, it was called Rainbow Technology. And you had a weightlifting game, and you had to see how many reps you could do. And I will find it for the next one. But it's the same with 3D films now as well. Jaws 3 was the first 3D film. And yeah. When, God knows when that came out. It was, must have been the 80s.
They're like remaking Titanic in 3D, like it's something, I saw that, something yeah. special.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And they just re-released The Phantom Menace in 3D as well. And no word of a lie, you two will have to do it after this, right? And anybody listening will have to do it. Go on YouTube and look for The Phantom Menace 3D Kids trailer. And it'll give you diabetes.
Well,
it's horrible. It's horrible. It's one of the worst things I've ever sat down and watched. It's just, they've turned, so like, do you remember those really cheesy adverts you used to get for like kids' films?
Yeah.
But Star Wars is, it might be cheesy in like a science fiction way, but it's not that type of film. But the guy's going, one man and his apprentice against an army of droids. And you're like, oh my fucking God. Die. Go die, George Lucas, before you ruin it anymore. For fuck's sake. Anyway, right. Sam seems to like the Wii, me and Brandon done.
It's right. It's not best, but it's, you know, it's playable. I quite enjoy it. Well, I used to enjoy it when it first came out.
Well, if you can afford a £300 gimmick, good for you.
Well, it's the same with Kinect, really.
I mean, we'll get into Kinect later.
Okay. I'll leave Kinect for now then.
Yeah, we'll be coming back to Kinect. But yeah, next question is, between Xbox 360, PS3 and the Wii, so the current gen systems, what's your favourite?
Well, I know, I'm going to say my favourite has got to be the PS3.
This is just going to be personal preference.
Yeah, I mean, the whole argument between Xbox and, and PS3 is kind of stupid because they're both pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, as much but as people are going to hate us for saying that, they are pretty much the same machine.
Yeah, apart from a few differences, which, you know, they've got to have a few differences, otherwise what's the point of having both of them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
The only reason...
I'd say Xbox 360, but that's because I've had my Xbox 360 for like 4 years now.
Yeah, same. Like, so, with me, I've had the PS1, PS2, PS3.
Oh, I had PS1 and PS2.
Yeah.
And some of my favourite games I've ever played have still been on the PS2. Yeah. But I prefer the 360 over the PS3. I don't know why, I just do.
I agree with you. I think, although it has its faults, and obviously the PS3 is better equipped with the Blu-ray player and the free live or online or whatever it is, I still think the Xbox is the better of the consoles.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to go into too much, right? For me, the Xbox is the outright winner. Maybe we'll go into a bit more in a future.
Get so many rage comments on this. It's
going
to be amazing.
Yeah, people are going to be raging the hell and back.
Yeah, I think it's just pure personal preference, really.
It is, yeah.
Those two are.
Right, the next question. This is 12 questions. Each question has 4 sub-questions. We're going to be having fucking days. Anyway, what system has the best graphics? I can't deny it. The PS3 has the better graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Not by a great deal.
Not by a great deal, no.
But the PS3 does have superior computing power.
Yeah.
Simple
as.
Right, anyway, what system is the most fun? Well, that's, again, personal preference.
I like playing Halo. Okay.
I'm sure I would love the Nintendo Wii if I was still in college and lived with a bunch of sexy 18-year-old girls who were swinging themselves around. That would be the most fun. But now that I'm just living with my missus on my own, I'm happy with the Xbox.
I mean, it depends what games are on it as well, because I like playing Halo and Forza, and obviously you don't get those on the PS3.
Yeah, but that's for just me, console exclusives.
Yeah,
to be fair to Xbox... I can't think of a PS3 exclusive I've really wanted.
There was that one,
the only one,
Uncharted?
No, the only one I really want... Uncharted is just a retelling of Indiana Jones. It's just an adventure game.
Yes, I've never bought any of the Uncharted.
The game I would love is Infamous. I would love to have a go of Infamous. Never had a go of it, but it looks really good. It looks like the type of game I would love.
Infamous is... It's pretty cool. I mean, I had the first one. I didn't buy the second one. I mean, the demo.
Wasn't
I didn't buy the demo.
The first one was one of the free options you got after the hacking scandal, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got.
You got to pick 2 games out of a list of 5.
Three games. I think it was 3. Anyway, I got. What did I get? I think most of the games I had anyway. I had.
They were all the top selling games of PS3 ever. Had.
Yeah.
They knew that a lot of people were just going to ignore that option.
But yeah, I mean, Infamous One was, it was good. It's quite really unique.
Yeah, game we had for Xbox, the sort of matches it would be prototype, but that game got boring after. No, but it was great for about 20 minutes. But once you'd turned your arm into a giant sword and hacked through 15,000 civilians once, it's a bit boring.
I mean, there is meant to be a second one coming out. I mean,
there is a second one coming out.
Yeah, I'll probably purchase it.
I'll probably just ignore it because I didn't enjoy the first one enough.
I mean, I did complete the first one. I did quite. I don't know. I can't. I need
originally,
to replay it.
Because Joe, the map. The thing I really love about Prototype is Joe, the map of New York City.
Yeah.
It is an exact replica of New York City. Yeah. They basically went onto Google Maps, turned on the 3D option, which shows you all the sky, and just copy-pasted into the game. So it is an identical copy of the island, which is great.
Yeah, it's good.
But the second one was supposedly going to be in London. Now, that would have been amazing, yeah. The early rumours said the game was going to be in a copy-pasted version of London. And the first thing I thought was, I'm going to go straight to my college and hack everyone to bits.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't even know where the second one's based now. Somebody will know, and they can tell you.
Right. Yeah.
Question three. How many hours per day do you play video games?
A lot. I'll let Lee say
I couldn't.
First.
I couldn't totally, you know, because I don't sleep anymore. I won't go into why, listeners, but I don't sleep, so it's at least 28 hours a day now that I play video games, and I occasionally break to go have a dump and put a pizza in the fucking microwave. That's my life now. If I'm not playing Star Wars The Old Republic, I'm eating a pizza or shitting.
Just for the listeners, there are actually reasons why he does this. He doesn't do this.
Yeah, I'm not very well, but I don't love you all enough yet to let you know why. Tell you what, hit the donate button. Give us a couple of hundred quid, and I might let you know. If there's some rich cunt out there who likes getting off to sick people, I'm your man. Anyway, question four. What do you play on your computer, so PC?
The only game I really play is Minecraft on PC.
Yeah, but if they look at our channel, we do play quite a few games on the PC. Most of the only videos we've done so far are PC games because I'm still waiting for my HD Dazzle to arrive.
Didn't do Amnesia, wasn't that on the Xbox?
That's a PC
that's
game.
PC, is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
so, the game I play most is probably Minecraft still.
Yeah, on the PC is Minecraft. I mean, I play like Left 4 like not is it Left 4 Dead? No.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. I play that every now and then on the PC. I only really play games on the PC when we're going to record something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I play a lot of Star Wars The Old Republic because it's the only game other than Minecraft that keeps me interested anymore.
I think the games that I mostly play would be Minecraft and OpenTTT.
OpenTTT is a lot of fun. And we will have to get a video up soon of that massive system we made ages ago.
And we're gonna
I've still got the file.
I don't have it anymore. I need to get it sent to me.
I'll send
it over to you. And don't think we're breaking the law here. People listening are going to fucking report us like idiots. OpenTDT is an open source game, hence open at the fucking start of it. A lot of people are going to listen to this and think I'm very rude. I'm not rude. I'm just very opinionated. There's a difference.
Misunderstood.
Yeah.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. So, blah, blah. How long do you... How many times... We don't play World of Warcraft. Fuck that.
Shit.
I used to play it.
I never have.
Never will.
No.
Damn, high five.
Yes.
It turned... It's just a bunch of 12-year-olds now calling everyone a noob. And claiming they're pro in a world that doesn't exist.
I'm going to get raged at this, but it's like COD. COD is now terrible. Because
to be
it's
fair,
just a bunch
if
of
anybody
kids
rages against that,
counting.
I've got one thing to say to them. Pandas. And they'll know what I'm on about.
I don't.
The new World of Warcraft expansion pack, right? Warcraft, as a thing, has a massive history. It's like Dungeons and Dragons. It's got all these different races, right? And in the lore, somewhere, there's a joke that's mentioned that there's a race of panda people who all know kung fu. Now, those of you who've been alive
kung
for the
fu
last,
panda.
Like, sort of, yeah, kung fu panda. If you've been alive for the last 10 years, Blizzard are basically cashing in on the popularity of Jack Black as a kung fu fighting panda.
That's
and they've also added Pokemon to World of Warcraft.
Really?
Yes. You can now tame and catch beasts that will level up and evolve. And they I don't even know what they've called them, yeah? Because I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm sorry, but they just... The game, what a lot of fans of World of Warcraft really would like, I expect, I would have liked it, is instead of releasing a fourth expansion for a 10-year-old engine that needs a lot of work, just release World of Warcraft 2 and start again. New graphics, new engine, and you destroy games like Star Wars The Old Republic. It wouldn't stand a chance. But that's just me.
Yeah. I wouldn't have an opinion on it because I think it's shit anyway, so.
Yes, I'm here. I've never played it. I've never even seen a video of it. I don't want to. It's not my type of...
Watch a video called Leroy Jenkins. It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, there we
go. Have you ever seen a video called Half-Life 2 Goes Crazy and Goes on the Internet?
I think I have. We'll have to have a look later now.
Yeah,
we can't get into memes now. We're already, like, running out of time.
It's just funny.
We're only on to question five. Question five. Do you play any games on your mobile phone? No.
Yes.
You?
All the time.
Right. I have a...
Right, let me have a look.
It's an Xperia Play. So I have, like, I have Minecraft on my phone. I've got Battlefield on my phone.
I've got a game that's the same as Battlefield. It's called Modern Combat 2.
I've got that.
Yeah,
I've got Asphalt 6, Bruce Lee, like a fighting one, Dead Space, FIFA 10. I've got Grand Theft Auto 3, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Yeah,
Sims
I've got most
3.
Of these.
That's just on my phone.
Yeah, I've got most of these as well.
I basically play games and go for a shit. You play games, go for a shit, and play more games on your phone.
Pretty much.
Yeah. If I'm not playing Minecraft on the computer, it's normally wherever I am, I'm playing it.
Fair enough.
Playing it on the go.
Not that I actually like it on the phone, because I think
it's
terrible.
Like those games on the phone? Are they like... Because I don't really have much experience. Are they any good?
Not really.
Because as far as I can tell, going back to the Wii thing, they're just like the PopCap games, like Farmville. They're just little touch this, do this,
I don't
click this, bollocks.
I don't play most of the big name games, but I like playing little like indie games, if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got games like, have you ever heard of Cut the Rope on the computer?
Yeah, I've got that.
I love Cut the Rope.
Yeah, I've got that on my phone. I like playing that. It's like Cut and Slice, where you've got to cut
a
piece
of
paper. That's the sort of games that I play. I don't play all these high-end, like, Hot Pursuit and COD and all that.
The only reason I play the Hot Pursuit, the racing game, is because I have, you know, the Xperia, and it's much easier to do, because you've got actual buttons to press.
Oh, you've got the fancy PlayStation phone, then.
Yeah,
you've got, like, there's triggers on it as well. Ooh. There's, like, little triggers. So,
Brandon lagging out there?
Yep, again. Again. As always.
Come on, Brandon.
Better.
Oh, well, we'll just have to carry on without you. It's okay.
We're not he's still there. We just... Anyway, we'll have to move on. Apparently, video games on your phone can be alright. In 2012, what's... name a couple of games you're really looking forward to.
Forza 5. Even though it's not in 2012. I don't even know if they're making a 4-5 yet, but 4's a 5.
I'm up for Grand Theft Auto.
And GTA.
Is that coming out this year?
That's this year, end of this year.
The end of this year, yeah.
I mean, I had it pre-ordered with Game, but Game's going bust, so it sucks.
There's only 100 and... I read on the internet the other day, there's only 117 game stores still open in Britain. Wow. 117. There was at least six on Cardiff High Street. And they've all gone.
Cardiff, I mean, Cardiff do have a lot of game shops. But we've got a game station down by us, and it's been bought out by a private buyer, so we've got our game station back, which is bang.
Our game station's gone.
Ours was going, but it got bought.
So Brandon's looking forward to grabbing another five, trying to get back on subject a little bit. And Sam's looking forward to a game that's not coming out this year.
I don't even know if it's being made.
What about you, Lee?
I don't know. There hasn't really been anything that's blown my mind yet this year. Mass Effect 3 I'm looking forward to, but that's just because it's Mass Effect 3. And Guild Wars 2, I suppose. If you don't know what that is, it's a free MMORPG.
I remember you saying this to me.
Yeah, it's World of Warcraft, only better, because you don't have to pay every month for it. Once you buy the box, the game is yours.
That sounds good to me. I might get that.
I'm after.
Next question. This could be a bit of a argument. What do you think of huge game franchises like Call of Duty?
I think COD 4, you know, and
the first Modern Warfare.
The first Modern Warfare, you know, that they were good.
The first Modern Warfare is still the best one. COD 4 is still the best COD they've brought out.
I'd actually have to disagree with that. COD 4 was amazing, but I think Modern Warfare 2 was the best. Purely, fuck the multiplayer, fuck the graphics, the story was shit. The Spec Ops was the best part of the game.
Spec Ops was good.
The short little missions. They'll never do it because they make too much money off idiots who are going to pay £60 a year just to play one game. But I'd love them to make a game just called Call of Duty Spec Ops, like 50 missions.
Yeah, and add a couple of
missions every month or something.
See, now
I would love that.
That's a good idea.
That's an idea, yeah.
But the Call of Duty
franchise has kind of got out of hand because...
I'm not going to blame the Call of Duty franchise.
Free, aren't they?
I'm going to blame EA.
What is that?
Big companies like EA, because they are just...
They're money-driven.
You look at all the best-selling games, right, of any year. Last year, right, hands down, game that should have sold the most, should have been praised the most, was Skyrim.
Yeah,
it was an amazing game.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what sold more copies? FIFA. NFL. EA, every year, release a new copy of FIFA, and this genuine now, I asked my brother what was so special about FIFA 12 over 11, and he said, they've updated the graphics of the crowd a bit. That's the only thing he could think of.
Yeah. I mean, might as well just release it as a DLC. I mean, what's the difference? It's a football game.
There's an option in all the FIFA games now, so you can press a button, and it updates the game for you. It puts everyone in the teams they're meant to be in. It updates all their stats, all their ages, all their ratings, and it's just a free one press of a button. But instead, people fork out £40 every year for what is essentially the same game.
Yes.
And it's not just FIFA, because in America you've got like the NFL games, the American football games, the basketball games, Formula One games we get over here. They're not as popular, but they still come out every year.
I mean, Formula One, I think, I don't know, like, I quite like racing games.
The Formula One ones were good.
Games.
Yeah, but I like racing games, but I just don't like Formula One.
Yeah.
I've been to one Formula One race, and I hated it.
I mean, I've been
£60 to sit in a stand and watch a car go...
I wouldn't...
10 minutes later, it went... Again.
I'd rather watch on the telly.
I do like Formula One and the games, but I could never justify going unless it was in Monaco. That's what
we're getting off subject again.
Yeah. Do you play any sports games? Nope. Easy.
Yes.
I don't know.
No. If I want to play a sport, I'll go outside.
Yes, I do.
What ones do you play?
I like playing the PGA Tours.
The golfing games?
the golfing games.
But that is just another EA money thing.
I know. But
don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, it's one of those games that I hate that just takes away from titles like Skyrim.
I bought the newest, no, not the newest one, like a couple of years back on Steam, because it was in a sale for about £2.
Well, you can't be blamed then, can you?
No, but I like it. It's the same, well, no, it's not actually the same as that, because it's a sports game. But you, yeah, I like them. I think they're alright.
Of all the systems you own, which is the one you play the most?
PS3
for you?
Computer. PC.
Especially since I started like recording with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Xbox is now officially my missus'. She's racked up more hours on Skyrim than me, which is at least 4 points off my man card. But I prefer PC games now. Not like our proper gaming computer and stuff. It's not the best one, but I can play all the games I love.
Since I was like involved with you, dude, I have had like more games on PC. I mean, before on my laptop, I used to didn't really play any games. I used to play like Minecraft every now and then.
Yeah.
But now I'm probably fully logged into Steam. I download quite a few games, but I still play my PS3 more just because I like to sit down and.
Game in the Steam sale this weekend. People who are listening, this isn't going to affect you because this won't be out for a week. But Trine 2 is on the sale for half price, £6. Free player puzzle adventure game.
I've seen the Trines now. They're like the
They're side to side games, like the old Sonics now. One of you got to play an archer, one of you got to play a mage, and the other one got to play like a knight.
Yeah,
and
I saw this.
They do look quite fun. So maybe if we get those, might be a series coming on that. You heard it here first, folks.
Well, depends when it comes out.
Right, question 11. Do you think video games are a good thing for kids to play, or a bad thing for the kids to play?
I think yes. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
Right. I'm going to say now, studies have shown that people who play video games, they have higher brain power because we're more used to concentrating. We get better in differentiating colours than we normally would, and it increases our intelligence. And in Texas, a couple of years ago, a study came out, and it never got reported on, because the media doesn't like to report good news, that people who play games like Grand Theft Auto are 30% more likely to go out and do community work for free.
Really?
God knows how that worked out. But for some reason, because they do like a survey on all the volunteers and stuff, there was a 30% increase in people who play violent video games.
Wow, that's
and like
that's
I can,
awesome.
There's a lot of like bullshit that they we imitate video games. That's a lot of shit.
I'm gonna copy what they do on Prototype. I'm gonna grow some big and just wipe out millions of people. Although there was that thing with what's it, Manhunt?
That kid.
No, that's bollocks, right?
That kid copied.
If you're gonna do
something
something that stupid, you were gonna do it anyway. Something just pushed him over the edge. That's like saying you should never show fast food because somebody might just take a Big Mac and strangle someone with it somehow.
It's bollocks. I would pay to see that.
We do not imitate art. We don't. Art imitates life, not the other way around. The only reason these video games exist in the first place is because someone went and did it before. There's bound to be someone who's killed people with a plastic bag. I'm pretty sure there's one every week on CSI.
Yeah, probably. it's one of those things that you play Grand Theft Auto to nick cars to shoot people because you don't do it in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If we imitated video games, I would have choked to death a long time ago eating all my mother's jewellery, dressed as a blue hedgehog. It doesn't happen. Right? It just doesn't happen. I'm sorry. Kids can play video games. Don't get me wrong, they should read and they should do proper things. But
I mean, at a young age, I don't think. But
you probably cut out then. Say that again.
Didn't get any of that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I said. different people with kids.
I'll say it again. Ready? Hear me? Brilliant.
I'm just not going to speak.
Yeah, I think we should leave Brandon out of this now. We've only got one question to go.
Question 12, yeah. When you have a lot of homework to do, or when you did have a lot of homework to do you think having all those video games was distracting, or do you think it helps you? What?
I don't see how it would help you.
Well, I can quote the same studies. You increase your concentration. Like, don't get me wrong, they're a distraction, but anything can be a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a text, that could be a distraction, you know? You could start texting, get into, like, a texting war, or even Facebook, you know? You poke someone, they poke you back, you're in a poking war.
My mother is 43 years of age, and she is regularly up until 3 o'clock in the morning on Facebook, playing Bejeweled. That's a weird personality, that is.
I mean, sometimes when I was younger, like, I used to have homework, my dad would say, do your homework, then you can play the PS3. Not the PS3,
yeah.
Sorry, like, the...
Yeah, your Game Boy or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Like, do your homework, then you can play it, then... Something to look forward to after.
It's more of a question of you're just bored. Like, I don't want to sound pretentious now, but the philosopher Blaise Pascal said that when we're bored, we will look for anything to distract us.
Yep.
Because we do not, as a species, we do not like being bored. Yeah, a bit of philosophy for you in amongst all the crap.
I don't know. Yeah, I never really...
You think about it. You sit in a room, right, in the dark, no music, no light, no nothing. How quickly will you go insane?
Yeah, you would.
I would last about 5 minutes before I started to, like, find ways to kill myself on the floor. It's just... You need distractions, and as soon as you're bored, you will find anything. Video games
even
is just one of those stigmas.
Even people in prison, like, can, like, bored out of the nut, and they just count bricks on the wall. They're like, I don't know how many bricks was in my prison cell. They're like, how many? 1,682. It's like, okay, you must have been very bored.
I bet you regret committing that crime now. Anyway, we have a bonus question at the end of this little thing. Do you see yourself playing video games for the rest of your life?
Yeah, poof. I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
I would like to say yes.
It's kind of difficult to say because people like our mums and dads or whatever, they didn't have like video games as
exactly
now. So we don't know if it's gonna catch on, if it's still gonna be around when we're older.
There's a couple of my friends' parents are like 60 and they play video games.
Yeah, they play video games, but they didn't play them when I was a kid.
Oh no, of course not. But
so then they're playing it. It's like a new thing. But because when we get older, it's not a new thing.
I think like people our age, we were born at the perfect time.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
We were born when like the Atari was just going out, all the shitty like Pong and Space Invaders was going out, and people started to make proper games. Not Atari and Pong weren't fun, but video games are only going to get better.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
And they're gonna become... eventually, I'm going to be able to sit here, 68, still fat, with a pair of goggles on, something stuck in my ears, and I'm going to think I'm in Narnia. Video games will eventually become heroin I can control.
Even better, you're going to be 68, you're still going to be fat, but there's going to be a hologram in the middle of your room that you can walk up to and, like, beat the hell up.
Aw, oh, Joe,
that's how I see it.
Any, like, business people listening, right, you need to create, like, a hologram punching bag that you can make whoever you want. So you could basically come home from an hard day's work, turn your hologram punching bag on, your boss is there with his snarky little face, and you could beat the ever-loving fuck out of him. You would make a killing.
That's what I'm
back,
going
copyright,
to.
Copyright. The Blocksmiths, yeah. Right now, that's our idea. Fuck
we're,
you all.
We're going to invent that.
Yeah, we just need to figure out how holograms work.
I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to draw up a diagram, and I'm going to build this thing, and I'm going to be the richest guy alive. I don't care what anyone says.
You would be.
I can't wait. When we're older, with the new Elder Scrolls, as if they carried on gaming. a good Skyrim.
It's going to be amazing.
The Skulls 10 or something. Like,
well, I can remember, like, there was, like, a leaked interview with one of the developers on the next Xbox console. No names, none of that bollocks, what it's going to be called. But he was saying that with the capabilities we're going to have in the next generation of consoles, if you think an average good game now has 40 hours of gameplay, it's going to need to be triple that just to be considered good.
Yeah. Well, I'm
because not only because is that that's brilliant bad, because yeah. it's not only going to filter out the crap, but it's going to make what's left amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's... you can play games today, and you can complete them in a, beat them within a day.
I did not hear a word.
No, for me.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day when I have a son. When he's about 18, I'm going to go up in the attic and pull down the Xbox and show him a controller. And he's going to go, fucking hell, Dad. You what? Use your hands.
How the fuck do you use this? Are you mad?
Are you fucking old? Are you insane, old man?
That's what it's going to be like, though. It will be.
Yeah, exactly. You show a kid these days an Atari 2060 or whatever they were called that I used to have. It was just a big box. And the controllers were wired directly in. And the controllers was, honest to God, no word of a lie, a giant remote control with like 80 buttons on it, only two of which you ever used, and a joystick built in. And they had two of those wired into the box. They would laugh themselves stupid at that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the evolution of the gaming industry. It's going to be brilliant in the future. And I want to continue to play it.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Movies are going downhill. Video games can only go up.
Agreed.
Video games, you can't like, the difference between video games and films is that there's only so much you can do
with a film. Yeah, exactly.
But with games, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I mean, you could entwine, like, say, I don't know, Forza or Gran Turismo with GTA and just have the best shooter driving game ever.
Yeah.
You could, like,
pretty epic.
Jump in a Ferrari and then go mow some fat woman down and then jump in a Porsche and then just, you know, run people over. It'd be amazing.
That's a thing I should have in GTA.
Like proper,
actual,
proper cars. Actual
cars, yeah. 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 I mean, they kind of did it with GTA 4, didn't they? I mean, you could see that they were going for, like, a BMW and...
Yeah.
But they were swapping... They were, like, chopping and swapping them, weren't they? Because, like... With, what was it, the Turismo? You had, like, the front of an Aston Martin with the back of a Ferrari.
Yeah. And what was
weird, yeah.
I can't remember. It was like the back of a Zonda and the front of a Lamborghini. What was that one?
Oh, yeah, the
I can't remember what it's called.
The one, was it the Infernus?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The motherfucking Quick, that's what I called it.
Yeah. But... apparently the cars are going to be more customizable in 5.
Good. They need to be like San Andreas again.
I'd like the car customization from Saints Row.
Mm.
Where you reel them into a garage, you completely rim them out, and just, you know, you could do the colours, the NOS, everything.
I'd like a game where you could fully upgrade anything. I mean, absolutely anything. That's the sort of game that would very, very much appeal to me, because I'm...
Need for the ground too.
Need for speed, but more. I mean, instead of just having, you know, doors that... Oh, you know what I'm coming though, don't you?
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Like, instead of just having, like, air scoops for your bonnet and your roof, why not have them for the side? Have, like, air ducts on the sides and that sort of thing. So you can actually change the way your car looks.
I think like Underground 2 is by far the most customizable car game date, I think. Really?
Yeah.
Everything, can't you?
There's a game coming out later this year. It's a new Ridge Racer game. I thought Ridge Racer died off.
I thought it did as well. I used to play that on the old Xbox One.
I had it for PlayStation 1, Ridge Racer Evolution. And it was shit then.
I used to play it on the PSP. It was shit then.
Do you tell what I want somebody to make, though? Because as good as the realistic racing games are, do you remember games like Crash Team Racing and Mario Kart?
Yes.
I want someone to make like a proper modern version of one of them.
That'd be cool.
Just Mario a stupid Kart, racing game epic. Where you shoot shit at each other.
That would be epic.
Like, don't get me wrong, there is Mario Kart for the Wii and stuff. But I'm on about a full-fledged Xbox 360 PS3 version of Crash Team Racing. 80 characters to choose from, a proper massive adventure, and go mad.
That would be good. But, like, Ben just said Blur. Blur,
yeah.
Kind of like that.
It's similar. It's similar. It's not... It's got that sort of... it's like the old game of, like, Mario Kart.
I'll ask you this. Can you throw bananas on the track to slip people up?
No, bro, you can...
Then it's not worth my time.
Squirt oil.
Squirt oil, yeah.
Fair enough, I didn't realise. But I want, like, a proper cartoony one.
Oh, well, Blur's not cartoony at all.
Blur's, like, really realistic cars, but with just power-ups and... And just
like
shoot
machine
lasers
guns
at
that
each
you
other.
Mow people.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome. Now I'll have to look for that.
It's actually a really, really, really PS3, enjoyable
it's
game.
It's quite cool. Yeah, it's quite fun, isn't it? Different.
Anyway,
I'll have to see if it's on the computer.
Do we want to answer some questions from fans?
Yes.
Might as well.
We got a couple. So I'll look. Ooh, the weird one. For Brandon. From Christopher Mansell in Suffolk. What do you think is more helpful for consumers? Grouping games into their gameplay genres, RPG, FPS, strategy, etc. Or their narrative genres, sci-fi, fantasy, horror?
He doesn't know what that means.
I kind of do. I'd keep it as it is with the RPG.
They pretty much already do it though.
I'd say that.
They always you don't just see a section in game of first person shooters.
They're all mixed about, aren't they?
Yeah, and you don't really see them in sections in shops anywhere that I've seen. So, and then when people talk about Halo, they call it a sci-fi first person shooter. Dead Space. It's a horror third person shooter.
Yeah, horror third person shooter. Yeah.
Yeah. So they already sort of mix them anyway. So thanks for the question, Chris. But I'm gonna fucking clue you on about. Send it again.
Let's have some of that shit.
Right. We have a question from James Owers in London. Do we see the Kinect catching on?
No.
Now, we already started to cover this with the Wii earlier.
But my opinion, I don't think any motion sensing.
It's sort of they're trying to bridge the gap between virtual reality and reality. You know? They're trying to get you as involved in the game as you can.
It's not gaming, I don't class.
No, it doesn't work, does it? It just
like
it's a gimmick.
Not really.
In my opinion, it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's very, very buggy at the moment.
But
if they were to bring out games such as Call of Duty, Battlefield, as much as they are good but not the best, if they were to bring those out on the Kinect where you walk around holding
I know what you're gonna say. Look up the new Ghost Recon. That game is for all Kinect, and it is basically Modern Warfare 3 set in the future.
See, now that will catch on.
To be fair, I'm not a big fan of the Kinect, but the game looks amazing.
I think it will be amazing.
Kinect is a good step in like the gaming world. I mean, it's pretty good technology.
But what would be even better is if they made it, well, it probably already is, I don't know, 3D compatible. If you're walking around pretending to hold a gun and you see things coming at you, that would catch on.
Yeah.
That's kind of going towards the holographic kind of thing. I know it's different, but if you've got a pair of 3D glasses on, you're pretending to hold a gun, you see a grenade come at you, you're going to jump for the floor. I don't care what anyone says.
It's like if you played the light gun games in the arcade, whenever the birds come at you, you always ducked.
Exactly. I only remember playing Quasar. I used to hide against the wall.
I've played Quasar for ages. Oh my god.
Brilliant.
That's what I mean. It will catch on as long as everything happens right.
Yes.
Oh, this one is, this isn't a question, but it's from Ross McEwen in South Wales. Another Welshie, hello.
Hello.
And he just says, good luck with your channel, guys. Hope it all goes well for you. Enjoying it so far.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Very, very much appreciated. Like, we like hearing, you know, good comments about us.
Yeah. I'm not going to, if we ever get ones that say we're shit, I'll read them out because it'd just be funny.
Yeah.
we haven't had any today. We've been quite lucky, the first podcast.
We're not all about, you know, just being, we're not all about being good. Obviously, you're going to get haters and haters are going to hate. But it's always good to name the people because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. I mean, if I had someone to walk up to me and say, you're a dick, I'd ask them their name and then shout it out so everyone could hear.
we'd pull a Tim Minchin on him. Tim Minchin, when he played the Edinburgh Comedy Festival for the first time, he had one bad review by a guy called Andrew Doust. And I don't know if you know now, but Tim Minchin has a song called The Song for Andrew Doust, where he makes everybody laugh at the fact that he's singing that he wants this guy's house to burn down and his family to die in horrible, horrible ways.
Oh, that's the type
of revenge you'd have.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I'd go for.
The question here from Michael Weaver in Kent. Why is it that some people like to invert their controllers?
Because they're weirdos.
Simple as.
They don't know left and right, pretty much, up and down.
They were born with their eyes working the right way, basically.
Yeah.
Because we all see the world upside down. It's our brain that flips it. They are the ones who see it the right way, and they got to have their controls upside down. That's the only thing I can think of.
They're blind. Yeah, the only person that would do that is someone...
Why would they play video games?
The only person that would invert their controllers... That would be someone who doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
That's or someone who doesn't know the button.
Who doesn't know their left and right and up from down. That's
exactly. Jeez, I hate inverted. I mean, some
you just put an image in my head now of this blind guy playing video games. His missus is like, come on, you might like it, the noises and stuff. All right, then I'll give it a go. Where's the controller? It's in the bedside cupboard. Just reach in the drawer, you'll find it. He accidentally picks up her dildo. Turns it on. Yeah, the vibration's a bit strong on this, love. How do you turn it down? Am I doing it right?
She's like, oh, yes. No.
No. I wasn't talking about that. She's left to make a cup of tea, like a good English woman.
Oh, behave yourself.
We all like a cup of tea in Britain. English, Welsh, Scottish, there's slashed with heroin a bit. But, you know.
I think all three of us are doing this thing while drinking a cup of tea.
Well, I finished my tea ages ago. I want another one.
Yeah, I finished my tea like when I first started.
Could do with a pint.
Right, last question from the fans. Where'd it go? I've written them down somewhere. From Travis Averis. Doesn't say where he's from. Weird name.
He's from
Texas.
Yeah,
Texas. He's from Texas. What is the point of an Xbox D-pad?
Good question.
That actually is a good question. I can't think of many games where the D-pad is really important.
Forza 4.
Same the PS3, really.
Well, you use the D-pad a lot in Forza. I mean, it's only to bring up stupid little things.
It tends to bring up like sub-menus. Like on Skyrim, it's like swap between your abilities and stuff.
Skyrim is quite important, actually.
I mean, they used to be a major thing, didn't they?
Well, before analog sticks. Before analog sticks come around, we were all hitting those four little things to move around.
Yeah, like PS2, like, used to just use those all the time.
When analog sticks first come out, I had a game. It was like a mini-game, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Mini-game.
And one of the mini-games was spin the analog stick around as fast as you could to, like, rack up points. And I managed to burn through the skin on my hand. I give myself a massive blister in the middle of my hand just spinning the analog stick around. And that fucking hurt. So that's the point of the D-pads, to stop people getting blisters on their hands.
I think it's just I think it's just something to make up the controller looking good and just to make, you know, just to make space.
Like, I tell you, the controller looked the weirdest. Nintendo 64. For some reason, the Japanese, when the Nintendo 64 come out, thought children had free hands. They must have thought, like, Hiroshima had changed the world. Everyone's now got free hands.
What the hell is that? I just looked it up because I had to because I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Oh, the Nintendo 64 controller with the free handles. You couldn't hold it properly. You couldn't hold it properly.
Is that like an analog in the middle, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah.
I think that might have been the first console with an analog stick. And it was only ever used to control the camera.
It looks so stupid.
But analog sticks, they're just an evolution of the joystick, really.
Yeah.
They just turn, instead of like you've got to have your hand, you just use your thumbs.
You can buy those, have you seen them? They're called, I can't remember what they're called. But anyway, like little analog sticks. Most Call of Duty fanboys use them, and they stick them on their analog sticks, make them bigger. Seen them?
Nope. No, never
seen them. Have you heard of them?
They're called, I can't remember what they're called. FPS Freaks. That's what they're called. and they're basically used for first-person shooters and racing games. So it makes it like the thing more sensitive because the analog's higher up.
Oh yeah, I've just googled those as well.
Yeah,
they look weird. They're
weird. Yeah, they stick up quite high.
Well, I've got no clue what you're on about.
They just clamp onto the normal analog stick. It makes it like twice as high, so it's more sensitive, so you can move around quicker and shit.
Yeah,
that's gives quite it more sad. Leverage. That's quite sad.
It's quite sad, yeah.
If you use those,
people buy them.
If you use those, you can't. You're not. You know, you're not good because you have to adjust what you're using, play the game. I mean, there's one here. It's got clips either side from stopping your thumb from slipping off the sides. How sad is that?
Yeah, I've seen.
I've seen. Look it up, right?
I've got to say, there's... my thumb's never slipped off the side of an analog stick before.
No, not me. I've never had that problem. But look it up when you get a bit of time, right? There's a method of playing video games called the Tiger Claw.
And yeah,
it's a
special
way you can hold the pad, right? And it's for ultimate efficiency. But you look at it and then try it. Fucking impossible. It's the Tiger Claw method of playing video games.
It's. I hate it. I can't unhappily. I need it. I mean, I'm holding my PS3 controller now with the Tiger Claw thing, but it's so crap. That's like, so
boys,
difficult.
We're going to have to call it quits there.
Okay, no.
We're nearing the end. Well, thank you for listening to the first episode, I suppose, of the Block Pod.
Hope you've enjoyed it. It's been
fun. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be doing these probably irregularly, but they'll be out. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. We hope you like our channel. If you want us to read our questions or be a guest star on the next Block Pod for a bit, send us a message to the YouTube channel. Type it just with Block Pod as the subject, and we'll try to get back to you, or we'll read your question out next time we record.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Thank you for listening, and we shall see you next time. Ta-da!
Ta-da.